to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever been riding along in a car and then bang, something breaks? You might have a flat tire, a cracked brake line, a burst radiator hose making the engine overheat. The carburetor gets gummed up, or some spark plugs stop sparking. The result is always the same. You have to stop. You have to get something fixed. That reminds me of our story today. It's from Lisa, and she has a very special uncle who helps people when their cars break down. That uncle also teaches her about God's healing touch. I'll let her explain. My Uncle Bob is an auto mechanic. If your car squeaks, chatters, coughs, grinds, sputters, or refuses to start, he can fix you right up. He's like a car doctor, figuring out what's wrong and then repairing it as good as new. Sometimes Uncle Bob lets me help. I hand him tools, hold a flashlight, drain the oil into a container, hold one end of an air hose, or do whatever he needs me to do. I'm here to tell you that being an auto mechanic is a dirty job. You get all kinds of car fluids and dust and road grime and who knows what all over yourself. But like my uncle says, never trust a clean mechanic. Cars break down in a lot of places, like on the highway, in parking lots, and there was one that refused to start on top of a mountain. My uncle will come to help you wherever you are and soon have you on your way. I asked Uncle Bob why he wanted to be a mechanic. He said, "I like to help people. Most people depend on their cars to get them to work or to the grocery store. When I fix their problem, it makes them very happy because they can work and eat again." Uncle Bob reminds me of Jesus. Jesus left a nice, clean heaven for a very dirty earth. He walked dusty paths and helped sick people who were filled with awful diseases. He felt pain and cried real tears when his friends were in trouble or sad. Yes, life on earth is messy. Just ask Jesus. My uncle has a favorite Bible verse. Let me tell it to you and see if you can figure out why it's his favorite. The verse is Psalm 147:1. Here it is. God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Yep, sounds like my uncle. When I see how hard he works and how much he loves to help people in trouble, it's like I'm seeing God in action. While God is healing hearts, Uncle Bob is healing cars. I think that's a great partnership, don't you? Oh, what a wonderful lesson in that story. I want to be like Lisa's uncle. No, I might not be able to fix cars, but I can introduce people to a loving God who can help them heal their sicknesses and pains by teaching them how to make better choices. I can find sad and broken people and say to them, "God loves you. He wants to help you. May I pray for you?" Would you like to do that too? Great. The next time you see someone who is sad and hurting, offer to be their friend. Partner with God to help them get back on the road of life again.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!